Let's head over to the KRDO News line now, of course, continuing to unpack that announcement that came out yesterday afternoon that former President Donald Trump will be indicted by a New York City grand jury. We have White House correspondent and legal analyst John Decker joining me now on the KRDO News line. John, what does this mean moving ahead?
Well, what it means is that there will be an arraignment for the former president. That will happen early next week, perhaps as early as Tuesday of next week. During that time, during the arraignment, the former president will enter a plea. He will enter a plea of not guilty, of course. He will be processed. He will be fingerprinted. He will be there will be a mugshot taken of him. He will not have any handcuffs on him during the course of his entire time during this process. And then he will be released on his own recognizance. He'll head back to his home at Mar-a-Lago, and he'll return to Manhattan when there is a court date for any pretrial hearing that requires his appearance.
Yeah, and, you know, with that as well, you know, hearing some shock, is there, you know, maybe even some disappointment probably on both sides that there wouldn't be, you know, kind of that handcuff and perp walk moment for maybe some political use on either side of the aisle?
I don't think that would be a good idea. We're talking about a former president, after all. And I think that it is a very unique situation. It's unprecedented. You know, Donald Trump has spoken about that, and I think that he would like to see that image for wearing the hat of victimhood, you know, and fundraising, all of that. But I don't think we're going to see that, and I don't think it's necessary either.
Yeah, and, you know, kind of talking about this being unprecedented, you know, does this change or could this set any precedent as far as, you know, how a former president is handled when it comes to the legal system moving ahead?
Oh, absolutely. There are conversations that have already begun between the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, New York City Police, the U.S. Marshals Service, the Secret Service, all making certain that what happens next week with the former president's arraignment in New York City is not a circus. I don't think you're going to see Donald Trump wade through a throng of reporters and a crowd entering through the front door of the Manhattan courthouse. I think it's more likely to be an SUV that delivers Donald Trump to the garage of the Manhattan courthouse, and that's the way he'll depart as well. Anything's possible, but I don't think the Secret Service would feel comfortable with the thing that Donald Trump would like, which is, you know, him making a big statement on the steps of the Manhattan courthouse where he'll make an appearance next week for his arraignment.
Yeah, and when it comes to these charges as well, we don't know the specific charges, but talking about kind of the stemming from that hush money payment to Stormy Daniels as well, you know, what kind of legal standing does that have as far as, you know, those kind of proceedings? Or is this really just trying to have someone with the DA's office finally having it on their resume that they were able to indict Donald Trump?
Well, it is likely beyond just a simple hush money payment to Stormy Daniels. It would have to, you know, when you're talking about criminality, you'd have to talk about the idea of falsifying business records. That's where you get into criminality. And that is likely the reason for this indictment against former President Trump. You may ask, well, all of this happened way back in 2016, just weeks before the presidential election. Why the indictment now? Well, it couldn't happen during the 4 years that Donald Trump was in the White House. Reason being is because a sitting president cannot be indicted, according to the Department of Justice and an opinion that they've come out with. So I think a better question is, you know, why did it take almost 2 years after he left office to bring this indictment? I think that's a better question.
Yeah, definitely something we will continue to watch out for and be on the lookout next week. John, appreciate the insight.
Great. Thanks a lot. Have a great weekend. Talk to you real soon.
Yeah, talk to you soon.